Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, the starting gun has officially been fired. We have the first debate in the presidential election. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Welcome to Let Me Explain. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever it is you are listening now on Monday night on Virgin Media Television. Kieran Cudahy got to have the first go, the first real debate of this presidential campaign, the first TV debate, and put Catherine Connolly, Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin through their paces. So how did they get on? Will any of them be particularly happy with their performance? They're all, you will be absolutely shocked to hear, claiming a win and all saying that it went very well for their candidate when you talk to their particular camps. You've got the Catherine Connolly team saying that she was clearly, you know, the most cogent, the most intelligent, the most just all around the best at answering the questions. And to some degree, they're right. I do think Catherine Connolly won this debate. I think when it came to her answers, they were more thoughtful. There was a bit more to them and there was no, or less at least, of towing the party line. It was her views as an independent, which is a bit easier to get across than some of the others. I think if you had to give a second place, I would go Jim Gavin. The reason I would go Jim Gavin is, although it was his first time out, and I wouldn't, by the way, this is not me saying Jim Gavin or indeed Catherine Connolly were stellar. They weren't. None of them were. But he got through it. He survived it. He grew into it. He, for Fianna Fáilers, they seem to be saying, look, he's new to all of this. He's going to build as the campaign goes on. That was his first national TV debate and he didn't have any massive big clangor. He had a bit of a go at Catherine Connolly, got a bit more of himself across, but I'm still not sure. Do we know the real Jim Gavin? We'll get back to that in a minute. And then Heather Humphreys. And this will feel harsh to some Fine Gaelers, I'm sure, because she didn't actually do anything massively wrong when it came to being attacked for being a member of the government and various decisions and housing, etc., etc. She actually dealt with the questions okay. Like, she wasn't terrible, but she very much sat back in this. She was the third participant by some distance, and there was a sense that she was a little anonymous, that really she was the backseat passenger in this entire debate. So let's have a listen to some of what went on, and you can make your own assumptions or make your own judgment of them, whether you watched it or not. So, look, I suppose let's get to maybe the best clash of the lot. And that was really between Catherine Connolly and Jim Gavin when they were talking about the military and these comments that Jim Gavin had made before, made them to me, indeed made them on this podcast, that Israel had achieved its military objectives in Gaza.
When did the military target? When was the military target?
That's an unfair comment,
When was the military target achieved?
What's happening in Gaza every day? The Israeli government are committing war crimes every single day. There's genocide. We've talked here about the bloodlust. It's horrific. The fighting needs to stop. Hamas need to hand over the hostages.
Jim, you said the military.
We need to get aid in there immediately. So what can the President of Ireland do, who's non-political, non-partisan? The President of Ireland can keep a light, keep highlighting these horrific issues that are happening internationally.
What did Catherine say was wrong?
At what point, sorry?
What did Catherine say that was wrong that you took
your jumper? She was inferring that I was...
You talked about the military objectives having been met. You did say that.
What I said was that over those 2 years, it's horrific that these things have happened in the first instance, and that the Israeli government are committing war crimes. What we want to see, and there's moves obviously tonight between the US administration and the Israelis, will we get anywhere? What we need to protect is that Palestine have their own state.
Can I ask one question?
The Palestine Authority, to finish this point off, is that the Palestine Authority have been very clear that Hamas will not be part of that new Palestine.
At what point did Israel achieve its military objectives? When 20,000 were dead? When 30,000 were dead? You made the comment. So at what point, in your opinion, was the military objective reached?
If I can come back there, my point was, if they were, it's horrific that it happened in the first instance. even more so that we're closing down UNIFIL to protect the people of Lebanon. I fear for them what might happen if UNIFIL is closed down, which it is supposed to in 24 months' time.
Now, he wasn't the only one put to the pin of his collar by Kieran Cudahy. It's fair to say when it came to the military, and Catherine Connolly had comments of hers brought up when she compared what's going on in Germany now and rearmament to the 1930s in Germany, and was sort of pushed about that. Was it an appropriate comment to make? Have a listen.
In the context of talking about the military industrial complex and economies boosting their economy through that, that was the context of my comments. And certainly as a mother, as a TD and as a candidate in this election, I'm extremely worried about the military industrial complex that's building up, particularly in Europe, Germany just being one of the examples, because they've actually said it very openly that that's what their economy needs and it's a boost to their economy.
Is it not the case that they say one of the consequences would be a boost, but why they're doing it isn't to boost the economy? They're doing it, they would say, because of Russia. And it's the reason that everyone in Europe is upping defence spending, the threat posed by Russia. That's what they would
certainly
say.
There's certainly a threat posed by Russia, but in terms of meeting that threat, we should be using diplomatic approaches. We should be trying for peace. We're a neutral country and we should be using our voice, small as we are, we should be using our voice to push for peace.
And I actually think this is part of Catherine Connolly's big problem, less so on Monday night, but generally in the campaign, that she tends to not be able to articulate herself as well as she thinks she is articulating herself, and may have a very worthy or academic point, but it sort of gets lost in the noise in a stumble that she makes. So be interesting to see if she can keep that up. Of course, she was able to have free rein over the other two by not being a member of the government or not being affiliated with a party who is a member of the government. And Heather Humphreys came under quite a bit of fire on a number of different areas. Some she handled well when they were talking about, for example, the tricolour and whether racists have appropriated it and changed what it means. She was asked about that and spoke about initiatives she had in government where she got people to come into schools and explain the history of the tricolour and give that bit of a context. And she also did a pretty decent job, I thought, of defending herself when it came to housing, but was still under pressure.
Catherine said it was simple. It's not simple. It's anything but simple. If it was simple to solve the housing problem, it would have been solved. It's a complex problem. And Catherine's talking about the Housing Commission and they come forward with their suggestions. Everybody that has worked on this problem has tried to do their best. And they have listened to many different experts. But the problem with housing is supply, supply, supply. We need to increase the number of houses that we are building. And then you see places where, you know, there have been objections to housing. And that's wrong too. Like there's people who choose to, first of all, on one hand, they're giving out that there's not enough houses. And then you look a bit further down the road, you discover they have objected to local development in their area. So we need more houses. That's the bottom line. And we have to, and there's new ways of building, new ways in construction, more efficient ways to do it. There's 3D printing now of houses, and there's new ways that we need to embrace, and we need to upskill, and we need to do that quickly so we get more houses.
So rather, not so much a case as Catherine contends that the market has failed, rather the market's the solution to this.
No, the government is spending billions on providing social housing. But it's the private sector that's building all of these houses and it's getting the skill set to build the houses. That's the big issue here. We can't get enough people to build houses. Yeah. And it's not just a problem in Ireland. Unfortunately, it's a problem across Europe as well.
And then Jim Gavin as well was also pressed on that issue because he is new to this game. He is only recently a member of Fianna Fáil, but of course he is representing a party that has been in government for quite some time, which has also failed when it comes to the housing crisis. So he was put under pressure about the housing issue too.
It is. And it's simply not good enough. The government need to do more. I'm a parent of teenage kids.
Yeah, you're also representing a government party.
I'm at a loss of how they will get a house in a couple of years' time.
Did that make you any way reluctant to represent Fianna Fáil in this election?
Well, the president can't build houses.
When Fianna Fáil came to you and said, we want you to represent Fianna Fáil in this campaign.
What the president can do.
And you said, did you not say to them, sorry, your party has been an abject failure on housing. How could I represent you?
The president can keep highlighting the issues of society, and the issue of housing will be the defining issue of our leaders in government that we elected, not the president. The president can keep a spotlight on it, and that's what I will do in my presidency, is keeping...
Everybody says it will keep a spotlight
keeping
on housing.
On this area.
Nobody needs a spotlight on housing. The government know that they're failing on housing. They can see it day in, day out.
And the role of the presidency can keep that pressure on the government in behalf of the Irish people to solve this issue.
So look, overall, no knockout blow. No one is coming out of this going, yeah, I won that election, or I lost that election. And that is half the battle for the first particular debate. You could tell that they all were a little bit nervous, that they wanted to play it safe. A couple of other notes. I thought Heather Humphreys might have a cold. Don't know if that's true or not. She sounded quiet. She sounded a bit nasal, which is not like her. And the biggest concern I would have for her, and she's never been a fantastic media performer, is just not where she's comfortable. Many other skills. That's not her forte. She needs to convey the charisma that she has in person across the camera. And I'm not sure she has figured out how to do that yet. Do we know who the real Jim Gavin is? Will the real Jim Gavin please step up? Because I don't believe that's him that we saw last night. I find it very hard to believe that that is the man who led Dublin to 5 in a row, and that that was the man who was in the dressing room and was, you know, this master motivator kind of a figure. Hard to see. Catherine Connolly, I thought, had a pretty good night, all in all. And I don't know, did she shift a whole pile of new voters over to her? I think a lot of neutral voters might have looked at last night and gone, I'm grand, thanks. I'm going to stay at home. Probably won't vote for anybody. But of all of them, I think she did the best job. We have a few more debates coming up. There's going to be one this Sunday. That's on RT television. I think that's at 12 noon to look out for. We've got one then on the Pat Kenny Show on News Talk. That's going to be on the 14th, 9 a.m. on the 14th of October. And in some rather exciting news as well, if you miss the dulcet tones of myself and Ivan Yates over on the Calling It podcast feed, which we had during the election, we are going to be bringing that back most likely next week for a special limited run for the presidential election, which means myself and Ivan will be sparring once more on, well, everything presidential, who we think is going to win, who we think is going to do a little bit crap, and everything in between, reaction to the debates, all that coming over on the Calling It feed. And of course, more Let Me Explains coming as well. Budgets next week, you'd be forgiven for forgetting that it was coming up, and that could well have a pretty big impact on everything that goes on, and the presidential race as well. So keep tuned for that. I will chat to you next week on this feed and maybe on other feeds too. Chat to you soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.